In the great Italian seaport city of Genoa in 1447 was born one of the church's greatest mystics on purgatory, St. Catherine. Through family pressure, at the young age of 16, she married a man that would turn out to be unfaithful and irresponsible. She was never happy, no matter how much she tried to live the upscale life that they wanted her to live. 10 years later, at the age of 26, she had a profound conversion that led her to do much more fasting, much more penance, and an increase in service to the poor. This even converted her husband, and they both became Third Order Franciscans. 3 years later, from the ages of 29 to 52, she engaged in intense prayer where she received many spiritual gifts and ecstasies, and she became much more involved in a local hospital, even becoming its director. After that period, when her husband died, she pulled back from all of that and engaged in more intense prayer. And she began revealing to her disciples some of the revelations that she had been given in prayer. From this time, we get the two books on purgation and purgatory and the spiritual dialogue. Her writings were so incredibly intense that they went on to influence popes and future saints, even St. John of the Cross. In today's video and in this series, we will be exploring her book on purgation and purgatory chapter by chapter. The first chapter is called Charity and Purgatory. This holy soul found herself, while still in the flesh, placed by the fiery love of God in purgatory, which burnt her, cleansing whatever in her needed cleansing, to that end that when she passed from this life, she might be presented to the sight of God, her dear love. Let's focus on that phrase that she used, the fiery love of God. Now, a lot of times in the Catholic Church, although we teach the truth, we lie about God by the way in which we present him. We often present him as boring, as insipid, and this is a lie. We do this by our attitude, by the way in which we speak, by the manner and the excitement or the lack of excitement which many people speak about the Catholic faith or are preaching. But we see that God is not like this, that God is described by the saints and by St. Catherine in particular as a fiery love, intense, burning, dynamic, painful even, a little bit scary, but something that you want to dive into. This is why there is a purgatory, because God himself is purging. God is so pure and so intense that to be in his presence is purifying, and it does not feel good, but the person going through it doesn't care because they love him so much that they are willing to do anything. Think about your own love. If you really analyze the love that you've ever had for anyone else, if you're honest, you can only say that you've really loved someone when you've suffered for them. You can't really say that you've loved your child or your spouse when you sat on the couch for them, when you ate chips and salsa for them, when you drank a beer for them. No, it's when you sweated and worked, when you cleaned the house and you didn't want to, when you got up early, even though you really didn't want to do that. I do that often for my children. And you know that in that suffering, you are proving your love for them. In a spiritual way, the only way that we could really prove our love for God is through suffering for him. Let's continue. The souls who are in purgatory cannot, as I understand, choose but be there. And this is by the ordinance of God, who therein has done justly. So happy are they to be within God's ordinance, and that he should do all that pleases him as it pleases him, that in their greatest pain they cannot think of themselves. One thing that often confuses people is they hear about how terrible purgatory is, and later on she will say that purgatory is as bad as hell. So there is intense suffering there, and make no mistake about it, it's in that sense terrible. However, because the souls who have just been judged and see the immense beauty of God and want him with every ounce of their being, love him so much, they don't care. They don't mind to be suffering. They're happy about it. They know that it's what God wants, and they want that. So that if you were to ask any soul in purgatory, do you want this? They would say, yes, I do. This is all I want. Because they know that that long time that they're in purgatory, my previous video I talked about hundreds and thousands of years, that for them feels like nothing, because they will soon be with God for all eternity. In fact, they are so happy to be there that only before they enter purgatory do they know why they're going to purgatory. Once they're in purgatory, they're so focused on doing God's will, they don't even remember why they're there. Hear it from her as she says it. Only once, as they pass from this life, do souls see the cause of the purgatory they endure. Never again do they see it, for in another sight of it, there would be self. They are so selfless, they don't even know why they're there. They don't compare themselves to anyone else. They don't know why the other person is there. They don't think, I'm here longer or shorter. They're only thinking of, I want to do what God wants. The last thing for us to think about is when she says this, being in that fire of purgatory, they are within the divine ordinance, which is pure charity, and in nothing can they depart from it, for they are deprived of the power to sin as they are of the power to merit. What God wants is pure charity. We talk about charity and being charitable to other people and being loving. Only God, at the end of the day, is charitable. The things that we want are selfish, even if we're not aware of it. So we need to understand, and one thing that we learn from the souls in purgatory is, even when God wants something difficult for us, we need to understand that it is the most loving thing that could be wanted for us. So if someone were to say, let me take that suffering away from you, that would be cruelty. That would not be charity. It might feel better. It would not be the type of charity that we are called to embrace. My friends, walk with me in this journey to study this mystic, this saint that gives us this amazing vision of purgatory. Thank you for joining me on today's video. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.